Christmas. Stories told by friendly Cobra. Tiny and bold. He will talk about local stories that normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Everybody loves community quick hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
Texas Landing Cattle and Bud Light.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Today, Michael, is always a fun day in the Metroplex because it is the grand opening of the State Fair of Texas.
Yes. They had the big parade downtown this afternoon and everything.
And today was fair day for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a half day of school, and then they went to the fair.
Today.
And you know what?
Who took them?
A homeless man? Who the hell do you think took them?
Well, I didn't know if it was part of their school. Like, they all hopped on a bus and...
No. Do they do that? Do they take school buses out there?
Don't some school districts take... days, don't they have allotted days out there that they go out there?
Yeah, I think from the outlying outpost, but the DISD never did.
You got to get there yourself.
Yeah, I mean, they gave us a day, a Friday, to go to the fair, but we had to get out there ourselves. And
did you ever go?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Sure.
Did you go with your old man?
No. By the time, you know, I was old enough, I would have him drop me off and hang out with, you know, other guys and stuff.
Right, the Foster brothers and...
No. Somebody a little bit more civilized than them.
Not somebody with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in their shirt and maybe a Bowie knife in their back pocket.
Very likely a Bowie knife.
Maybe some switchblade.
Yeah.
Or some brass knuckles.
A shiv.
Yeah.
They're not in prison. That's later.
They weren't far from it.
But yeah, I love this concept because I'm not a huge fair-going guy. I mean, as a kid, I used to love going out there, and I thought it was magical. But going with my kids, I see that same expression on their face that I remember that me and my sister had. But, man, you better bring $300.
Yeah, and then some.
Like, that just gets you through a couple hours. It is unbelievable the amount of money you end up spending out there on food and everything else.
You know, I like the concept of the fair.
Yeah.
And every year on this day, I start thinking, you know, it might be fun to go again. But I also know that if I did, 10 minutes after I get inside there, I'm thinking, what was I thinking? What am I doing here?
She sent me a couple of pictures, and she said it's not too crowded, and kids are having fun, and they're right now at a BMX show, which I texted her back and said, that's better than a BM show.
Did she even reply?
Not yet.
You know,
good
she
stuff,
thinks,
Corby.
You know she thinks you're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
But I can't resist. I see the letters BM, and I have to make a joke out of it.
Well, then every day you should be making live spot jokes.
Yeah, what happens then?
Oh,
there
yeah.
Those BMW spots.
I've never thought of it that way.
I've not heard you do a single one of those things without thinking that this is going to be the day when you go down that road.
Finally just say F it all and go straight down the BM path.
Yes.
Crap.
Classic BM.
Thank you.
We have a new tag now.
Yeah.
Eric Moss is going to dump you, so to speak.
If you will. As it were.
Oh, man. So, I'm really glad for this fair day, because she was like, well, how much money do I need? I'm like, how much do you want? Whatever it takes for me just to avoid it and go to work today, and not have to go on a Saturday or Sunday... and take them with everybody from Alvarado and...
And what else?
You're a jerk. You're a great big jerk.
I don't have control over him. He's a rogue.
The best reason to go out there, though, is to eat at Desperado's. If that gives me an excuse to go to Desperado's, that's the best part of the pregame show, too. You know that.
Yeah.
Dude, they do not mess around at that pregame show.
Pre-Norm shoveling it into his Tupperware.
Yeah. All the bacon-wrapped shrimp, he just dumps it into a big quart bag.
Thank you, Desperado's.
Yeah. Let's see. A McKinney High School. Actually, it is McKinney High School. They have nominated an openly gay student for homecoming queen. Showing you just how far we've come since 19... Hell.
Last year.
Yeah, I was going to say like 1998, but... No, it's... We're coming a long way, Mike. We're making strides here.
All right, isn't the bit now to... Nominate a mentally challenged kid for that? No, I'm serious.
As the piano lightly fades.
Isn't that what a lot of schools are doing?
The bit?
A bit.
All right, the thing.
Or let him score a touchdown in a football game.
Yeah, that might have been a poor choice of words, but the thing. Oh, now, don't sit over there like that's the worst thing you've ever heard. You either.
I didn't do anything. This is all you.
You are disgusting. You know
I
that?
I am?
Yeah.
I'm disgusting.
Mike?
Yes, you are. I'm talking to you. I don't know what their bit is,
the
Mike.
The one that was so offended by the dance party in California.
Yeah. He had to leave.
That's right. I was.
Couldn't deal with it.
I just felt so sorry for them.
They were happy. They were dancing.
Anyway, back to your point. I'm not sure if that is the bit of every high school now.
Well, I didn't say every. I just said some.
Like what? Where have you seen this bit take place? Can you name any high schools?
No, I can't.
Have you ever heard of this, or did you just make
it
up?
I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
I mean, we did the story the other day about the people in, what was it, Grand Prairie, making fun of a girl, but she wasn't mentally challenged. She was just a girl that was, you know, maybe considered to be on a different class than the cool kids.
Right.
And...
Well, no, this is not like that.
So you have heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Well, anyway, moving on to this story... The girl's name is April Larson. April Swartz Larson. I guess she came out of the closet a while back and openly gay or whatever, and...
That person's lesbian?
Can you imagine something like this in your high school?
No.
A lesbian being nominated for homecoming queen?
I absolutely 100% cannot.
Do you think that there were any lesbians in your school?
Yeah, sure there were. We had 800 in our class, in our graduating class.
You know what's funny?
Just numbers would tell you that there were, you know, some in there somewhere. Yeah.
We had about the same, you know, a big class, 700 kids. But I don't know any lesbians from my high school. What?
Last year in Bolivar, Tennessee, a Mid-South teenager had her dreams come true when she was selected homecoming queen. She was also earned the award of prom queen crown, and she does in fact have Down syndrome, Mike.
Okay, so one high school you had to go all the way to Tennessee for that story?
Last year. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Mike, that's the bit of every high school.
I'll bet there are others that have done it too.
It's also happened in Missouri.
Well, it should happen in more places.
See,
don't listen to Mike make fun of it.
That's the bit, Corby.
It's not a bit. Something that's very kind.
It is very kind.
Poor kids. And you know what? There is nothing dumber than getting a bunch of idiot girls out there and acting like people give a damn if you're homecoming queen. I mean, come on. Aren't we over that as a society?
Yes.
Homecoming king, homecoming queen.
It's a stupid concept anyway.
Nix the whole damn thing.
And is the mum business still a booming commodity?
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Or mum. It's easy to sit here and say this at our advanced age, and I guess if you're in the moment, then it's like super cool to get nominated and all that. But if you look at it with any perspective, even if you're a 17-year-old kid or an 18-year-old kid, you have to realize the ridiculousness of it all. To nominate the popular, good-looking guy and walks down there, and, who's my babe gonna be tonight? You know, and you're at this football field.
Believe
and
me, they don't realize any ridiculousness.
They don't?
No. They are into it.
Okay.
It's a big social occasion.
I guess
so. As you will find out.
God. You know what? I am so glad that I'm old.
Why?
To look back at how stupid those things are.
It's all stupid.
You know?
Anything other than being young and having more life ahead of you about being youthful is stupid for the most part.
It really is.
Everything's stupid.
I agree.
All right, we got to go.